Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Chill out. You know, drink a 7-Up. Eat a moon pie. Quit murdering people.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys are enjoying your day so far. I apologize for it being a later upload than usual. I've been battling one of the worst head colds that I've had in quite a while. At first, I thought it was just allergies, but no, man. Ugh. It's just my whole head just feels like it's just stuffed with cotton. I've been like just eating Sudafed and Dayquil and finally felt like it. I wasn't even going to do a show today. But I finally got up and felt a little bit well enough to be able to do the show. If you get a chance, go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button, because when you do that, you're going to get alerted to any time I go live or do any uploads or brand new uploads. See, I'm a little punch drunk from all the Dayquil, I think. If you'd like to get a hold of me, there's a couple of ways you can do that. You can email me, tuttle@gmail.com, or leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. A couple of shows ago, I had mentioned, because I've gotten stung by these yellow jackets, like, they've been swarming. I don't know, like, I've never seen it this bad before, and I was looking for, like, ways to detract them and make them get away from here, and I gotta tell you, one of the most simplest things that I found out when I Googled it, see, a lot of people, that's the thing about it. You guys don't understand, like, if you don't know how to do something, just Google it. You can find out how to do anything on YouTube that you want. And I found out if you get an aluminum pan, and I don't even know why, they didn't explain why this happens. Hell, it might be all in my mind. It might be like one of those, like, old wise tales or something. But if you cut up a cucumber and put it in, like, an aluminum pie plate, or just like a aluminum baking pan, and for some reason, the cucumbers on the aluminum foil actually, like, just give off this smell that detracts the yellow jackets from coming around. So, I haven't gotten stung in the last couple of days. Some of the first audio I wanted to play for you, I know that Howard Stern doesn't know who the hell I am. I know that for a fact. And, oh, before I get into that, to all the people that wanted to email me and say that Bubba the Love Sponge was talking ill about me, I went back and listened to it. See, that's the thing about radio listeners. They love to just overhype things when another show talks about you. And I was like, oh, what if they said now? Somebody said they were making fun of my suicide attempt. I went back. It was brief. It was just a basic comment that Anna had made, and I really didn't think it was that bad. So I'm glad that I went back and listened to it. But I did find out that there is this Bubba impersonator that calls into the Howard Stern show every so often. I would love to know who it is so I could thank them for mentioning my name on the greatest radio guy of all time. The biggest name in the industry that has ever lived, Howard Stern. And this Bubba the Love Sponge impersonator calls in, and my name has been mentioned. Like I said, I don't think, well, I know for a fact Howard Stern doesn't know who I am, but it's just kind of cool to hear your name mentioned on such a big radio show.
The Bubba deal yesterday. Lasker loved the deal. Lasker loved the deal. Fabrizi loved the deal. X-Pac was texting me. He said, hey.
By the way, I'm very appreciative of this guy, whoever it is. Look, if you want to email me, tuttle@gmail.com, I'll keep your identity secret. But man, oh man, like I've heard better Bubba impersonations before just from working with Bubba. Everybody tries to do a Bubba impersonation, but this guy is pretty good with the cadence, like the just how Bubba talks. But I've heard a lot better, like more realistic sounding Bubba the Love Spun impersonation.
Bubba, I love the Bubba deal. Bubba the Love Spun.
Let me give you a free plug. Who do you got on your show today? You got Lasker and any of those doctors? And who's coming on?
We got Dr. Diaco coming on the show today. And hey, we're going to do...
I got to tell you, the cadence is what makes it great. Like the Bubba's delivery, he's got Bubba's delivery nailed down perfectly. But I just, the voice needs to be a little bit more deeper. But, I mean, a lot of people don't realize that Bubba does have a lot of compression, a lot of stuff added to his voice with the compressor. Bubba likes his voice to sound a certain way. So, I gotta tell you, like, I think it's a great impersonation, and I can't thank this guy enough for mentioning my name.
We got a sword fight going on in the Bubba God. We got a Pretty Boy Ryan and Tuttle are going to do a sword fight, not a rib, not work. They're going to come on, they're going to do the whole sword fight deal.
Like I said before, Howard has never, Howard doesn't even know I exist. I just think it's cool. I wish a guy would drop a plug in for the Tuttle Daily Podcast every so often. I would love to see what my numbers would look like. But I just think it's cool to hear my name on a living legend when it comes to radio broadcasting. And not only did it happen one day, it happened 2 days in a row.
I love when he mentions Jennifer Witz, the woman who runs SiriusXM. I just love it. Bubba, why are you always mentioning Jennifer Witz?
Howard, that's why you got to get us back on the deal. And hey, we wrote a song for Jennifer Witz. Hey, Ned, sing the song about getting us back on.
All right. Get it, boys. Please hire me. Jennifer Witz, please hire me. I'm poor as shit. Hire me. And Tuttle, too.
I know that a lot of you guys probably think it's stupid that I'm playing this, but I love this guy. I want to, like, matter of fact, I'll start throwing money to this guy, even though it might not be a lot to get some plugs in there, but... Man, oh man, and is it somebody that works on the Stern Show, or is it because I don't think it is somebody that works on the Stern Show. What if it was somebody that works on the Stern Show, why would they be mentioning me? That's why I think it's somebody from the Tampa Bay area, or just a fan of radio that's listened to Bubba's show long enough that he's just throwing my name out there.
Hire me so I don't have to deliver food.
And if a lot of people didn't hear what they're talking about, delivering food, Howard, or they were live on live. Bubba was on Howard's show. Howard was on Bubba's show. And one of the first things they were talking about was, you know, how are you doing, Bubba, financially? And Bubba, in true fashion, that's why he's so great as a host. He is self-deprecating. And I think that's why a lot of people like him. But they were talking about delivering. Bubba was delivering DoorDash for a little while to make some extra money. And it was very, very funny. And the one thing I got to say is Howard doesn't do that for a lot of radio guys. He doesn't have a lot of other radio guys on his show. Now, I know a lot of you guys, I've been reading social media. A lot of you think that Howard's just wanting to have Bubba on just to make fun of him. No. I don't agree with that at all. I really do think Howard does, like, appreciate Bubba's talent. But at the same time, it's kind of the situation that I am in with Bubba. I'm in the same situation with Bubba. Like, I think that Bubba would love to have me on the show, but I don't think he can. Because I talk trash about some people at JVC. The Shane Reeves guy does not like me. I said a few words about the Shannon Burke show, and I'm kind of tainted goods now. And I think the Scott Greenstein song that they did, I think that was kind of like the nail in the coffin, because I really do think Howard would bring Bubba back if he could, but I just think there was a line that was crossed that is never going to be forgotten. So, yeah, me and Bubba are kind of in the same situation. We are unhirable in radio broadcasting. just being upfront with you, I really do not know how long I'm going to be able to go today, because it just seems like the more and more I talk, the more and more I get like congested, and I don't want to like overdose on Sudafed. I know that it's used to make methamphetamines. I've even had people ask me, hey, do you want to make a few bucks every once in a while? Maybe you can buy me a box of Sudafed. I even got offered, they were like, oh, we'll give you some of the post-product of the methamphetamine, or we'll just pay you some money. I have been asked, that's how people roll in Volusia County. So I've been taking the Sudafed, the Dayquil. It's really helping. But the last couple of days before today, man, were really, really bad. I don't know if you guys remember a couple of years ago, probably 10 years ago, where they had, you could sign up for the do not call list because people were just calling and bugging people nonstop. And I don't know what it is. I think it's probably because I accidentally picked up one of the phone calls from these robocalls. How many times? About my car warranty insurance about to go out, or my insurance is about to go out, or my health insurance is about to go out. I haven't had health insurance since 2014. But at the same time, it's just like, do not. See, that's a great thing about the iPhones. They have now where it says scam likely. But I accidentally like picked up one of them, and I've just been getting just bothered nonstop. If you've been listening to this show, I do the Tuttle Daily Podcast on my phone. And every time I get one of those robocalls, right in the middle of whenever I'm recording, I gotta start all over again. And it just has become annoying. And our former governor, Charlie Crist, is out on a crusade right now to stop these robocalls. And I could definitely get behind what he is talking about.
Well, you've probably gotten a few of those calls about your car's extended warranty, unsolicited. They're, for most of us, pretty annoying. They're frustrating and just kind of become part of everyday life. But the truth is...
And the thing is that on the iPhone, and I know a lot of the new smartphones now, you can block numbers, but you can block them all you want to. They're just going to keep coming. So that's why I said never, ever answer one of them like I did, like a dumbass. Because when you do answer, because I used to love to mess with when it used to be a live person calling you. Like if you would get called from a call center, you could definitely tell like it's somebody from India or like some third world nation. I know India is not a third world nation, but what I'm trying to say is that I would talk to them. And I would be like, all right, seriously, be upfront with me. Are you calling from America? And they're like, oh yes, we're calling from America. And I'm like, no, you're not. Like, there's no way you're calling from America. And then I would like quiz them and screw with them. I know there was a comedian there for a while that was making a living off of recording these spam phone calls and stuff. But now they don't even do that. It's all robotic. And have you guys ever, like, gotten one of those artificial intelligence phone calls? And at first, they're really, really good. But then when you're speaking, like, it kind of throws it off a little bit. And there's, like, a little bit of a dramatic pause. And I got to tell you, it's only going to get better. And there are so many people that are getting scammed, you know, especially here in the state of Florida. And I think that's why Charlie Crist is trying to do something about it. And I know that I got a lot of callers or supporters in the United Kingdom and all over the world. Does this happen in Canada as well, too? Does this happen in the United Kingdom? I know I got a lot of people in Ghana that listen. I don't know what that's all about, but maybe they're the ones that are spamming me with the phone calls. But does this happen in other countries, or is this just a United States problem? Because I feel like in some of these smaller nations, like, they would go out and just try to just kill somebody, because it is annoying as hell. And think of all the elderly people here in the state of Florida that are getting ripped off, thinking that these are real calls, and they're getting scammed. It's happening so many times.
These calls can cause real harm. They can lead to fraud. They can ruin lives. We've even heard of scams targeting Alzheimer's patients.
If you rip off at somebody that's going through Alzheimer's, you are a complete scumbag. Because a lot of the people that are suffering from that right now probably fought in the war, worked their asses off to be able to save up and invest and probably have, and they're all broke now. They are absolutely broke. They're going to get kicked out on their ass because they can't afford food. They can't afford electricity. They can't afford their insurance or whatever it may be. And I think that these people need to be prosecuted to the full extent.
U.S. Representative Charlie Crist is pushing for a way to get these spammers to hang up for good. He is urging the Department of Justice to not only prioritize the collection of fines levied against spam callers, he wants them to consider increasing the penalties to include jail time.
I can get behind that. Remember how I always talk about all the time how in prison there is a hierarchy, even though they're everybody in prison or in jail are criminals. If you are a pedophile, a rapist, an animal abuser, or you're a spam caller and you do jail time, I think you should get treated just like you're a fucking pedophile, in my opinion. And I know that I'm not cursing. Hell, these shows aren't even being uploaded to YouTube right now, so I might as well just let it rip. But yes, these people need to do some jail time because I haven't had car insurance forever. I don't even have a car in my name. I haven't owned a car in like for a while. It's been a while. So what I'm trying, I don't want anybody to think I'm driving around without insurance, but what I'm trying to say is that these people just need to leave me alone. You're hurting my business. You are just eating up my time. Hell, I've been sick the last couple of days. You know how many times where I finally fell asleep and these assholes called me? It's just been nonstop.
Crist's Spam Calls Task Force was created by the TRACED Act in January of 2020. The DOJ's October report found it did lead to hundreds of millions of fewer robocalls per month.
By the way, if this is not a produced story, why is this bitch not doing it inside the studio? Because you could hear all the traffic. I mean, could you be any closer to the interstate or that busy highway that you're in right now? Why not just do it in the studio? Why make it seem like you're on location at some call center or something? This is why I hate local news sometimes. There are a few local news stations that get it right. This is just a big fail all day.
While it's a start, Floridians are still being bombarded by millions of those spam calls each month.
And try to take advantage of you. Try to take your money. Take you away from, you know, quality time with your family.
When Charlie Crist was our governor, I got to tell you, there was a lot of great news stories come out. And I don't know where, there was the rumor the longest time. They were questioning Charlie Crist's sexuality, even though he is married. Because I think that they were talking about how him and his wife didn't stay at the same place, or they didn't sleep in the same bed or something like that. I'll have to look that up. But I do remember that his sexuality was called into question. And the guy had the deepest, darkest tan. Swear to God, he made Donald Trump look pale. That's how good of a tan he had. But I really didn't mind him. I thought he did a great job as our governor here in the state of Florida. And then he got a little greedy. He wanted to become a senator. He wanted to become a state senator. And he didn't get elected, and he hasn't, I know that he's a representative right now, but yeah, he really shot himself in the foot, because I really do think he could have been a two-term governor.
If that's not a crime, I don't know what is. And so it seems to me that if that does occur, and we're able to track him down, the Department of Justice can help us do that very effectively. Then there ought to be jail time imposed for people who do that kind of thing. It's terrible.
And looking at the numbers, in October, there were an estimated 4.1 billion spam calls in the U.S., according to robocall blocker app Umail. That's 1,500 calls per second, with an average of 12.5 calls per person. The Tampa area accounted for more than 46 million of those calls. So,
see, they're all going about quantity and not quality. They're just going for as many calls a day as they can. Like, seriously, if you're going to call me, be a real person. Be a real person. Don't do any of this robocall stuff. And I think that's how they're getting away with it. See, my voice is starting to go. These robocalls, I think that's how they're getting away with it, because it's not a real life person calling. Because I brought up the do not call list earlier in this segment. And I think that's exactly how these assholes are getting away with it.
Will the threat of jail time be enough to curb these incessant calls? And how difficult is it to actually track down these callers? Coming up at 11, a robocall expert weighs in on what it will finally take to stop the ringing in our ears.
I think it's been about 3 months. I try not to think about it as much, as little as possible since my dad passed away. But my mom has been wanting to stick around this park for as long as she can, because a lot of her friends, we call them snowbirds here in the state of Florida. And by snowbirds, that means people, the elderly people that come down during the wintertime to escape the cold, harsh winters that are up north. And one of her good friends, Patty, she was married for the longest time. And her husband had a bad battle with diabetes. He ended up having both of his legs amputated. He was just in constant pain. I think like 5 years ago, maybe four. I don't know. That's not even important. We all knew that he was in a lot of pain. We knew that he owned guns. Well, he went out to the area where they store all the trailers during the summertime when the snowbirds, because a lot of snowbirds leave their trailers here during the summertime so they don't have to haul them back. Well, he went back in that area and he shot himself. He committed suicide with a gun. My dad and Mark went out there and they ended up finding him. And she has not dated since he had committed suicide. Well, she finally came down this week, and she brought a boyfriend with her. And I'm not saying anything bad about it. Matter of fact, she seems very, very happy. I'm happy for her. And it made me think about it. Like, after your spouse dies, like, is there, like, a set time, like, you're supposed to wait? Like, I know that a lot of people are not going to jump right back into it. I can't even imagine my mom, dating anybody right now. And I, right now, with everything being so fresh, I don't know how I would feel about it. Like if she was at the store and she met a dude and they wanted to hang out, like, I don't think my mom would be into, like, having sex, but just to have, like, a friend that is a male that they can go out and do things and stuff. I know that it's too soon. I know that it's too soon. I don't expect my mom anytime soon to get back out there, and I don't know if she ever will, because, like, my dad's ashes are in, like, a little china cabinet right now. And my mom still cries every time she looks at the china cabinet. I got dad's ashes in the box that the crematory gave us. Still trying to find a good urn that we could put those in. But she still gets upset, gets teary-eyed. And this is where I want to get some feedback from you guys. Like, have you had a parent that has died first and the one that is still around and they met somebody new? I want to get your feedback. I want to see how you felt about it. I would love to get your feedback. Tuttle@gmail.com or leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. Right now, I really don't know how I would actually handle it. I mean, my mom is a grown adult, and if that's something that she wants to do, good for her. I think my dad would want my mom to be happy. Matter of fact, I'm getting upset just talking about it right now. You know, I forgot to tell you guys this. I I've been sick. See, my nose is getting all stopped up now. I stayed up late to watch the Braves game to see them win the World Series. Me and my dad, we watched the Braves. There were only two teams that you could watch back in the day, and that was the Cubs on WGN or the Braves on TBS. And if it was a late night game, me and dad would sit there and watch the whole thing. Greatest pitching rotation of all time, Maddox, Smoltz, Glavin, can't forget Avery, Wohlers, even the racist John Rocker. But I wanted to talk about that because that was the first thing I thought about when I saw Patty. Patty is a very good friend of mine, very dear friend of my mom's. And it was very tragic how her husband went out of this world. But he went out on his own terms. Like, I tried to commit suicide, and there was nothing wrong with me. Well, there was a lot. I was depressed and stuff, but her husband was just in pain, constant pain. I don't know if you guys know this, but whenever you have a leg amputated, a lot of people talk about phantom pains, where it still feels like you have the leg there, and it feels like your leg's itching, like you have an itch on the leg, but you have nothing to scratch because there's nothing there. Yeah, I can't even imagine how that would feel. And he was one of those guys like my dad that just was a proud man, that he didn't want people like constantly, nonstop, having to take care of him. There was a couple of times we had to go over and help him in the bed. And I got to tell you, it makes me, because I do believe in if you are terminally ill and you want to go out on your own terms, you don't want to suffer. I think Dr. Kevorkian, before he died or passed away, was a fucking hero. He really helped a lot of people out that were in pain that could not be cured. And Patty's husband went out there and took care of it himself. I mean, that takes a lot of balls to use a gun and put it up to your head and pull the trigger. And I'm so happy for her. But it was one of the first things I was thinking about because, you know, my mom just had her 73rd birthday. So, like, if she waited as long as Patty did, how, like, she would be, like, 78. I don't think that they would be having sex and stuff, but it would just be like having a boyfriend, a friend that happens to be a guy. I'm sorry if I'm getting a little deep. I'm sorry if I got a little emotional there. It was just something that I experienced the other day, and it was something that I thought of for the very first time. Like I said, I didn't know how long I was going to be able to go for. I wasn't even going to do a show today, but I really, really am starting to slow down on the backstretch. But I found this story. It is locally here in Orlando. I've always been fascinated with cold cases, how some cases just never get solved. And there's two reasons why I can never commit a murder or a major crime. Because I would always, with my anxiety and my OCD and my paranoia, I just would always just be thinking about, all right, the cops are going to be busting down the door. Cops are going to be busting down the door any minute. Like, there's no way I would ever get a minute of sleep. Plus, earlier this year, before my dad passed away, I ended up having that genealogy test done with Christina Fitzgibbons. And now my DNA is in the system. There's no way that I could ever be able to commit a crime unless I was covered head to toe in latex. I couldn't leave a single piece of hair. Matter of fact, I would have to shave every single piece of hair off of my body. I'd have to scrub down, make sure that no dead skin was left around because this DNA is getting so good, but They just solved a cold case here in Orlando after 25 years.
A big break in a case that went unsolved for 25 years. Orange County deputies here arrested Kenneth Stowe Jr. in Lake County on Tuesday. Investigators say genetic genealogy and DNA evidence from a beer can linked him to that 1996 murder.
Rule number one, if you commit a murder or a major crime, you have to start burning your trash. Once you put your trash out on the street, anybody can go through it. The cops can go through it. You got to burn all of your garbage, or you're eventually going to get caught. It is going to happen, especially if, I don't understand, like, if you committed a murder, like, why would you even think about doing a genealogy test now with the way DNA is?
Now, right now, we're getting our first look at the victim, 31-year-old Terrence Paquette. The sheriff's office says he was found stabbed 73 times at the Little Champ convenience store.
All right, two things. 73 times is a little excessive. Almost seems like it was personal. And number two, totally forgot about Little Champs. Little Champs. I'm sure that was just a totally Southern thing, the Little Champs. And they didn't spell it little. It was Lil, L-I-L, Champ. That's exactly how, and we also had Piggly Wiggly's here, and I know for a fact that is a Southern thing, as well as Winn-Dixie, but 73 times? I think he was dead probably after the first 10 stabs.
Where he was the manager. The store is now a Quick Stop. Detectives just shared these images with us from the crime scene back on February 3rd of 1996. The case went cold, but they reopened it back in 03 when a DNA sample was collected. Now, earlier this year, they say based on genealogy data, the FDLE determined that blood from the crime scene came from one of three brothers. Detectives focused their attention, though.
Oh, see, I was completely wrong. The guy did not do a genealogy test. If you got any brothers or sisters or any other family members, like, you still should not take a genealogy test because they're still going to be able to connect you some way, somehow. And I'm sure that this guy did not do the genealogy test. I'm sure it was one of his other two brothers that was dumb enough to do it. And I really can't talk because I had it done, but I did it because I knew my dad's health was going down, and I was able to share that stuff with him while he was still coherent.
On Kenneth Stowe Jr., since he previously worked at the convenience store and lived near the victim back in 96. A GPS tracker led detectives to a gas station in Lake County where they watched Stowe throw away several beer cans, and those beer cans were swapped for DNA evidence and matched the same DNA from the crime scene.
Wow. I mean, after 25 years, you have to think, like, all right, I'm home scot-free. Like, I know that there's no statute of limitations when it comes to murder, but after 25 years, you would think, like, all right, I'm good. I can stop worrying. I can stop worrying about the cops breaking down my door any minute. I can just go about my life, not worrying about getting busted. Because if they haven't caught me now, why would they still be bothering to try to find me? Man, this guy had some really bad luck.
And just through the advancement of DNA, we reopened the case in 2019. And we were able to get to the bottom of it and figure out whose blood was left behind.
We never, ever forget about these cases. We continue to work these cases.
Yeah, and detectives say the victim's family has all passed away, but his friends were happy to hear about this arrest. They say the suspect did not confess to the crime, but he is being charged with first-degree murder. A story we're going to keep working. Now I have much more on News 6 beginning at 4. We're live in Orange County. Jerry Askin, getting results. News 6.
Wow. See, I just find that type of stuff just absolutely fascinating because there are so many people that have been wrongfully accused. So many, like, minorities, Black, Spanish, whatever it may be, that they were wrongfully accused of something, and DNA could have gotten them off, could have easily gotten those people that have been put to death or have been on death row, and DNA could have released them. And guess what? We're trying to solve murders when we should be trying to use DNA to set innocent people that were found guilty free. Just my opinion. I mean, we got to go back and we got to go through and test everything. because I think this needs to be used both ways, in my opinion. I just think it needs to be used both ways, in my opinion. All right, told you it was going to be a little bit of a shorter show. Like I said, slowing down on the backstretch. Hopefully I will be better by the end of the weekend and I can get back to normal. Guys, I apologize about the late upload once again. I'm going to try to do a live stream tonight at 8 on my YouTube channel. I want to thank whoever the Bubba impersonator is for throwing my name out there. I can't thank you enough. I don't know if it's going to help me or not. I just, as me being a former radio broadcaster and a fan of radio just by its own, I think it's pretty goddamn cool to have your name mentioned on the Howard Stern Show. Anyways, guys, hope you enjoyed today's show. Hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketBearClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to PayPal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two D's .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.